This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado House passed a bill Tuesday that would try to equalize the property tax residents pay to support local school districts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some lawmakers say the bill aims to correct escalating inequities between funding for school districts. Sponsors say that in Colorado, the lowest property value districts tend to have the highest tax rates. Wealthy districts, meantime, tend to have lower property tax rates. Colorado law prevents those tax rates from floating back up as property values rise. The state has spent millions backfilling funds to school districts in wealthier areas. The bill would shift more of the cost of education to local taxpayers, freeing up hundreds of millions in state funds. The bill now moves to the Senate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Several bills to help Colorado prison inmates are advancing at the state capitol. One would require the Department of Corrections to help people get state-issued ID after their release to make it easier to find work and housing. Another would regulate companies that manage the phones that prisoners use. How much moisture was in that heavy snow that fell on parts of Colorado over the weekend? 2 feet of snow equals about 3 inches of water, according to Becky Mitchell, the director of the Colorado Water Conservation Board.
Portions of the Eastern Plains got 5 months worth of precip in one single weekend. That's amazing.
Mitchell says the storm could help ease drought conditions in the short term, but she's still expecting a very dry spring. There is snow this morning over Denver. Things should be clearing up later on today. This is CPR News.